You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Big hi from the Cape. I'm still down in Cape Town and I'm spending some time checking out some beautiful spots in and around Cape Town and of course the Cape Winelands. You know me, I love a glass of wine as much as the next person. And of course I'm going to be sharing about some of those with you today on the show, plus some other cool stuff that's going on in and around the rest of South Africa as well. So South African Fashion Week and Mall of Africa, I'm delighted to announce, are going to be launching the first ever hybrid designer collection showcase this year. In recognition of the COVID-19 requirements for social distancing, this groundbreaking fashion event will combine a 3-day streaming program of 26 digital runway shows, and that is going to be taking place from 22nd to 24th of October. This is going to be followed by the SA Fashion Week trade show in the Crystal Court at the Mall of Africa, with more than 50 designers of men's and women's wear, as well as accessories ranging from footwear and handbags to costume jewelry and millinery. And that's going to take place from the 1st to the 3rd of November. And then also the SA Fashion Week pop-up shop, where fashion lovers will be able to interact and buy directly from all the participating designers from 27 to 29 November, also in the Crystal Court at Mall of Africa. Now, you may remember I spoke to Lucilla Boysons from Fashion Week a little while ago, a couple of months ago. They had obviously not had Fashion Week in April, but I am delighted that we're not going to let COVID slow us down, and SA Fashion Week are going to be taking place, even if it is virtually, from the 22nd to the 24th of October. Tickets are going to be available from CompuTicket. They will go on sale on the 24th of September. That's next week. And if you want to find out more, you can head on over to the SA Fashion Week website, safashionweek.co.za. Now, don't forget that everything I chat about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you missed a price or a time or a date, you can head on over to heatherhook.com and have a look and see what's on the go. Now, we're heading towards Heritage Day, and as we know, South Africans love nothing more than a braai, and we like a good wine that goes with a braai. And the De Crans Basket Press Cabernet Sauvignon 2018 has just about everything that you could possibly need in a wine. It completes the De Crans Classic Varietal range, which is a wine collection that focuses on unique boutique style of winemaking that embraces well-known and loved cultivars and positions them within an affordable price range, which of course we love. The Classic Varietal range also includes the Free Run Chenin Blanc, Wild Ferment Chardonnay, and the Pinotage Rosé. But if you're looking to braai over this weekend, or maybe for Heritage Day, keep an eye out for their Basket Press Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, not only does it go great with braai and meat food, but it also goes well with a weekend pizza or pasta dish, or yeah, just about anything that you would enjoy with a glass of red wine. De Crans wines are located in Karlsdorp, and you can find out more on their website, decrans.co.za. Now, keeping with the sort of Heritage Day theme, which I have been covering the whole month, because obviously next week on the 24th is our Heritage Day here in South Africa, and the local range of mixers, Fitch and Leeds, have developed a new Support Local Taste Sensations for their limited edition Tonic Heritage cans, showcasing the best of local craft distillers. Taking Heritage Month up a notch, Fitch and Leeds mixologists have come up with some exciting flavor combinations to mash up their limited edition Tonic Heritage cans with a wide selection of local craft spirits. So if you want to find out more, you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, or you can also check out fitchleeds.co.za. They've branded the Indian Tonic cans with the South African flag. It's a really cool sort of mix, and if you're feeling a little patriotic and you want to support Heritage Day in style, then do check out Fitch and Leeds and what they've got planned with some local, some of our local drink suppliers. And luckily, we can still drink, and we're going to drink. That's an absolutely great thing. Now, as you know, in February, I spent an incredible 2 days at the 12 Apostles Hotel. They're located just past Camps Bay, absolutely stunning views, and I'm going to be going and visiting them again this time round on my trip here. And I got to catch up with the general manager of the 12 Apostles Hotel. His name is Michael Nell. He's extremely passionate about the hotel and all that they have on offer, as am I, if you couldn't tell. So let's find out a little bit more about the 12 Apostles and what they currently have on offer.
The great thing is, When they moved to level two, actually still in level three, we were able to start operating. We did some business travel at that stage. And then when we went to level two, that's when it really started moving for us, especially when we could start serving alcohol again in the restaurants and in the bars. That made a big difference for us. So since about the 18th of August, we've basically been fully operational.
So if people firstly want to come and stay with you, share a little bit more about the hotel, the facilities, what's on offer for your hotel guests.
Yeah, look, 12 Apostles has always been a special occasions hotel. So, you know, we do a lot of honeymooners, birthday celebrations, and all of those. So, you know, when people come, they can expect the same as what we used to do. We try and make it as normal as possible. You know, still trying to make sure that we look after the protocols, the COVID protocols and all those kind of things. But, you know, we want people to come and enjoy. We've opened the pools, the spa is open, the restaurants are open, the leopard bar is open as well in the evening. So that's where people really want to come and enjoy a sunset drink in the evening. And that's what they've always done, and that's available for them again.
So share a little bit more about the Leopard Bar. So obviously, you know, you've got your hotel guests, but then you are also open to the public. So if people who live in Cape Town are looking to have an after-work drink or enjoy the beautiful sunsets as we move into the warmer weather, share a little bit about what the public can come and do at your hotel as well.
Yeah, sure. You know, we've been very fortunate over the last number of years that we've got a great following from the local Catonians. So everything in the hotel is open to the public as well. So the Leopard Bar in particular is very popular, obviously overlooking the sunsets every day. I've got hundreds, thousands of photos in my phone. Every night is completely different. And, you know, we have live entertainment there, not every night, but, you know, on the busier nights in the Leopard Bar as well. So, you know, it's somewhere for the residents and the locals to kind of mingle, and they really love that space, especially during sunsets.
So now, obviously, I know, level two, people are going to be asking about health and safety protocols. Obviously, you are following all the guidelines, etc.
Yeah, so one of the things, Reconation as the company of hotels, we right in the beginning started following the World Travel and Tourism Council, so WTTC protocols for safe travel. So we designed everything that we do around the business, you know, looking at local government regulations and then the WTTC regulations as well, which all fit in together. And again, you know, we try and make it as unobtrusive to the guests as possible. And we understand, you know, when someone comes into, especially a five-star hotel, they expect all of those things to have happened, the sanitizing, the cleaning, record keeping, all those kind of things. So we try and keep it as out of their face as possible, but making sure that everybody is safe.
Well, I'm glad that it's business as usual, as best we can amidst these turbulent times. I'm really glad to hear that. If people want to find out more, what's your website? If they want to call and book a table, how can they get hold of you?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is just to go onto our website, which is 12apostleshotel.com. All the details are on there. There's an easy call to action on there to make a booking or call into the hotel as well. But the easiest way is to get all the information on the website, and that's the best way to make a booking for restaurants, for the spa, and for the hotel rooms as well.
And now that we can travel again, which is incredibly exciting, I'm doing my best to support local businesses, and I do encourage you to do the same. 12 Apostles is absolutely gorgeous. They are in a higher price bracket. If you are looking for something more affordable, maybe just even pop in and have a drink in their Leopard Bar. It is absolutely stunning. The view is incredible, and it's really worth the experience. You can definitely pop in and just go and visit them, even if it's just for a glass of wine. Or if you want to join them and stay like we did, we had the most incredible stay, and absolutely there's no attention to detail spared. Like, everything that you could possibly think of is available, or it's in the room. It really was an incredible stay. So thanks to the 12 Apostles for that. and I'll be back soon. Now, last week, I was so excited. Myself and my travel partner headed through to Antoine Rupert Wynne. They're located just outside Franschhoek. Absolutely stunning wine estate. We went to go and taste some of their wines. I did a bubbly MCC tasting with their Le Ormerance bubbles. And then we headed down to the Terra del Capo Antipasti Bar, which is the restaurant on site. And I was so impressed. The outside of the building is very different. It kind of almost looks like a... almost like a hut, if you will. But when you go inside, it's huge and it's beautiful. It's sort of high ceilings, beautiful food. We had a table right looking out onto the bottling line so we could see the ladies that were putting the corks in the bottles and whatever they were doing, busy bottling the wines, which was incredible. And we had an absolutely amazing lunch. I had some calamari. You know I'm a big fan of calamari. The calamari was delicious. It's an incredible selection of antipasti. I'm trying to remember what else we had. We had dumplings. We had a beautiful fresh salad, fresh baked breads, desserts, arancini balls, which are my absolute favorite. So we had an absolutely incredible meal at Terra del Capo Antipasti Bar at Antoine Rupert Wine Estate. So if you are out in the Franschhoek region, go check them out. And P.S., their Pinot Grigio was absolutely delicious, and I loved it, and I took a bottle home with me, so I'm going to be drinking that soon as well. Just a reminder, if you are up in Joburg, don't forget that Karma's Makers Spaces is now open in Hyde Park Corner. This is a very unique pop-up store that's provided a platform for proudly local artisans to showcase thousands of products from handcrafted fashion, decor, jewelry, leather, and ceramics to deli goods, quality artisanal coffee, and much, much more. So they've opened up in Hyde Park Corner. They are open Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And there's obviously full COVID protocols in place, sanitizing, and they've done it quite uniquely with one pay station. So you select whatever you want off the stalls. You pay once, no cash, so it's credit card or snap scan only, and just a really beautiful space filled with beautiful things. So even if you just want to go and have a walk around and go and look and see what's happening at Karma's Makers, that is in Hyde Park Corner. Now, this week, I'm so excited because I have a competition, and it is related to Karma's Makers. So thanks to the team from Karma's Makers and local glow-ups, Lola and Co., I have got a 500 Rand voucher to give away for Lola and Co.'s products. So now, this is a brand new range which has been designed by their owner, Olwetu, and the brand has been created totally from scratch. They're unisex products, and she really has showed a passion for educating people about their different skin types and what works well for them, and all products are made in small batches comprising indigenous oils, butters, and botanical hydrosols. Lola & Co.'s goodies include, there's a fabulous coffee body polish, there's a clay mask, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff that she's got available. I do encourage you to check them out. They have a Facebook page, and you can stand a chance to win a 500 Rand voucher from Lola & Co. thanks to Karma's Makers. All you need to do is head on over to my website, click on the competition tab, click on the Lola & Co. post, and comment below the post and let me know where Karma's Makers is being held in Joburg this year. Super easy, right? Competition closes next week, Friday, 25th of September, and winners will be contacted by email. T's and C's apply, of course. That is it from me, from a beautiful Cape Town. I, of course, will be back with you again next week, and I'll be bringing you loads more of entertainment and lifestyle goings on in and around South Africa. Have a beautiful weekend. Stay warm, stay safe. I'll be back with you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.